Tanya and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Hey, there's a few articles rattling around in today's paper about is chivalry dead?
Mm.
And I was telling, that just sparked a memory from just the weekend, wasn't that long ago, that I was telling Steve this morning that on Saturday, and I'm going to tell you again, so pretend you haven't heard this story, Steve.
You know how good I am at this, Tanya. Sometimes it could be the eighth time round. I'm going, get out.
Don't believe it.
No, but it's a good one to tell because it's you were right in it. It was like literally you were in that experience.
Yeah, on Saturday catching, I was in Bondi Junction and I had to get to Circular Quay for a wedding and I had a suitcase with me. I climbed on the train at Bondi Junction in that little part in the middle where there's just a few seats and there's a platform.
Mm.
And we got to Edgecliffe and this poor lady got on with a pram, a baby in the pram and a toddler who was just not happy. It was early. She wanted to be playing, not being dragged about on a train.
Yep.
And it was packed. All the seats were packed. I had a seat. And this woman, I think she might have even been pregnant again, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She was just not coping with the day. So I immediately got up, gave him a seat, took the two-year-old by the hand and she started to tear up because obviously things were happening, you know. You yep. know when someone's kind to you?
Or she thought you were trying to kidnap a child.
Maybe. But when I looked around, like we had a bit of a chat and then that was it, but I looked around, I was the oldest person in the cabin of like teenagers and 20-somethings.
Well, none of them would have been looking up.
That was the thing, Steve.
Having said that, though, honestly, if they were, it's just not inbred in them now. And I don't mean that by being taught. It's just I don't think it's a world they live in.
Well, that was going to be my question because they weren't looking up. Every single person was looking at their phone. But, yeah, that was my question. If they had have looked up, do you think they would have given up their seat for this woman? Mm. Or is that just now ridiculous? We wanted equality. You got equality, girls. You don't get given a seat.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what's going on?
I'm with that. That's good.
We'll go with that.
You want a quality? Here you go. Open your own bloody door. Yeah, look, I was saying to Tanya, again, it's I often, you know, Woolies, wherever it may be, if I see an elderly woman that's dropped something or reaching for something, I just dive in and give her a quick help.
Mm.
What gets me about that is the look on their face, the shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, why are you so shocked I'm giving you a hand here? And that shock says to me, it doesn't happen often.
Mm.
So I do think it lacks. Doesn't mean all. Big brush, I know.
Yeah.
I do think dead, dying.
Mm. But I even want to, I like chivalry, that's an easy headline in a newspaper, like
sure.
they've gone today.
Yeah.
And it suggests that are men treating women kinder? Mm. I don't even want to use that word because it isn't about elderly women. It's about people.
Mm.
Now, this woman was younger than me.
Yeah.
She had a brand new baby. Like, it's not about age.
No,
I think
it's about
just kindness and helping
it's
people.
It's about looking outside your own planet for a minute.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think, people? Is this, have we lost this? Because we're all looking at our phones and we're not looking around us, we don't see people struggling? Or is that just not true, that you are actually copping great moments of kindness in your everyday?
We'd love to hear from you. 4942 1029. Yeah, give us a call now.
I think as much as the phones, but it's just we live in a world now where we're all very self-focused.
Mm.
We really are. And, you know, I hate to harp on about it because everyone does, but it's true. Even something as simple as the selfie. When you're out, it's so important to get the selfie of where you are. It's about you.
Yeah.
You're not actually taking an outward photo.
Oh, God, no.
You're not looking, you know, you're taking a photo of you.
Mm.
And I'm not against selfies. That's fine. But I'm saying it's a different mindset.
Mm. Mick, what do you think? Are we looking down and should be a bit more face up and see what's going on around us?
Definitely. I work in a shopping centre and you're nearly always hitting people with trolleys and things like that. All customers are doing that because they're busy looking at their phones, not watching their children and things like that. And you go to help an elderly lady or an elderly gentleman or a mother with kids, and they look at you as if to say, what are you doing?
It is weird, isn't it, Mick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mick.
I see that a lot.
Mm.
They were a bit shocked. Yeah. Hey, what do you think, Sharma?
I purely think that, you know, you got to respect your elders. Like, I mean, I was born in 89, so, you know, I'm sort of, like, I'm 28 years old, so, I'm on my phone all the time, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, like, I was brought up with, you know, if you're in the car and someone gets in older, so e.g. my man gets in, you get out of the front seat and you let them sit in the front seat and it's just common courtesy, really. And I mean, if I go to the shopping centre or something and I see someone who's elderly or who's older than me, I still call them sir and ma'am. Like, aww, it's just, it's common courtesy, honestly. Mm. Like, if there shouldn't be any real excuse. It's just, yeah, it's how I was brought up, and I, you know, I hated my mum at the time for it. But
yeah, you do. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you're spot on. It is a lot to do with how you're brought up. So thank you.
We were laughing this morning, being, say, my son, an 11-year-old, and you know you want to instill it young, but we were laughing. When you're 11, it's like, mate, get up and let that person sit down. Why?
I was here first.
I was here first. You've got to teach
yeah,
it.
Of course
don't
you do. Yeah. It'll happen, by the way, because you're doing the right thing. Yeah. Leanne, what do you think?
It's been going for a long time. My oldest is 29, and the next one under is 27. And I used to live in Sydney, Rockdale. Used to go up the stairs from the train station, and only the old men or old ladies would ever help me with a pram. And back then, they were heavy prams.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And I've raised my two boys, to, you know, help because of that experience. And they do, but not many do teach their kids. And it's sad.
Yeah. Thank you, Leanne.
Yeah. Well, there's two ways to teach their kids, or kids have just in their own way weaned off it all as well, if you know what I mean.
Daniel sees moments of beautiful, don't you, Daniel?
I do. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good, mate. What are you seeing?
I've got to travel to Perth a few times a year, so I have to catch a train down to Sydney to the airport. And, you know, whereas I think Tanya's right, it is definitely dying. I certainly do see more than a few times, because the trains down there get awfully packed.
Yeah.
And you do see, you know, the school kids or the younger ones getting up when they do see the women in particular, or the older guys.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. And it is heartwarming, because she, like you were saying just before, Steve, you're trying to encourage your own kids to do it. But
yeah.
We don't take much public transport, but when we have it, we've had to do that. But it is still there. But I think, like you guys said at the beginning, their face is in the phone, so they're not actually even aware.
Yeah. Face up, people. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel,
appreciate
for the
call.
Good to hear. It's still happening occasionally.
Mm. But as I always say, we slap our kids in the leg and go face up, and then we put our heads back in our phones.
Mm.
Mm. We're leading by example constantly on this subject.
Yeah, I'm a starer, so I love a good
people watch.
People watch. And I think if you're a people watcher,
I can't tell you. I can't tell you enough how comfortable it is when you're sitting next to Tanya and I go, "Don't stare." And she's like, "What? But look over there." I know. Try glancing.
It's Tanya and Steve, KOFM.
For more Tanya and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.